This goes to Dr. Sarva Pauli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Home, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Clarence Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, birth date 2/17 of 1935. Dear Dr. Sarva Pauli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Morgan with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, congestive heart failure, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was December 5th of 2024. He's had a very stressful early year because in February of this year, his wife passed away. She did have advanced Parkinson's disease, but he is very emotional about that and does miss her greatly. He states he is feeling well at this time, and he has lost 5 pounds since his last visit. His appetite is not as good as it was after she has passed. He's had no hospitalizations since his last visit. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities and uses compression stockings and wraps. Dyspnea is chronic, and he is wheelchair-bound, and he does not require oxygen, no chest pain or palpitations, and no headaches or dizziness, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, aldactone, 25 milligrams twice a day. Lasix is 40 milligrams daily. Eliquis is 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams at bedtime. Losartan is 12.5 milligrams once a day. And other medications are unchanged from his previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 237 pounds. Pulse was 60 and irregular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished in the bases with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregularly irregular without rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and he does have chronic stable edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 12th of 2025, and creatinine was increased 2.33 with estimated GFR of 26, calcium 9.5, phosphorus 4.4, albumin is 3.9, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide is 27, hemoglobin is 12.7, normal white count and platelets 147,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly worse creatinine level this in February. We've asked him to get monthly lab studies, and we sent a new lab order with him back to the Masonic Home. 2, congestive heart failure, currently controlled with aldactone and Lasix. 3, benign prostatic hypertrophy without exacerbation. 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism. And the patient should continue to follow a low-salt diet. He should restrict fluids 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.